Blog Talk Radio.
Coach Steve is putting in time in the practice field for blocking that run up the middle.
Yeah, and actually the Arizona Assassins, their coach, Coach D, is one of the only female coaches in the WFA. And she played for 11 years on their team, and she's got some big-time experience behind their as their coach.
I've only played high school ball for 2 years. I can imagine playing for 11,
And this is the Arizona Assassins' third year in the WFA. Once again, in I form, on third down and nine, two-wide receiver split, drop back pass, just short. Allison Cole passes just short. That's going to bring a fourth down. Fourth down and nine here from the Assassin 36. Looks like the quarterback's coming off the field, and they're getting in punt formation.
Saw a lot of punts in that, or not a lot of punts in that exhibition game.
Yeah, there wasn't. First game of this, first exhibition game of the year. They want to get the kinks out, try to work on it as much as you can. But actually, we talked to Coach D before the game, and this is the Arizona Assassin's first game hitting other players, so she just wants to get the jitters out, basically.
Yeah.
Fortunately for the Showgirls, they had about 3 to 4 games on their of exhibition before this one to get their jitters out. Oh, that's
took a friendly bounce to the Assassins.
That's Jade Stevenson on the run back. She got plowed by Angelic Schutt. Schutt? Is that the right pronunciation there?
I believe so. That was a big hit.
That was a big hit.
I shut up after that.
Yeah, I mean, what am I saying? Jade Stevenson was about a 30 to try to feel that punt. Took a bad bounce for the Showgirls over ahead, and they're going to start from their own 24-yard line, first and 10 for the Showgirls here. On the Independent Sports Radio Network, on Blog Talk Radio, we thank you again for listening to this broadcast. Showgirls going to start out first and 10 here. How's that rain looking, Mike?
Yeah, it's looking pretty dark.
It's coming close. It's going to hit here in a second. Showgirls in an ace formation. Brittany Chase drops back to pass. First pass intercepted by number 11, Tank. And she returns it for a touchdown. Rochelle Schutte, nicknamed Tank, read that play like a book.
Yeah, unfortunate.
Coach Lee told us that's what they were going to do their game plan. They're going to open it up and do a lot of passing. First play of the game. And it went the other way for a score.
You got to throw it to the blue jerseys, not the white.
Yep, that is true. Yeah, the Showgirls in their home, baby blue. Dark blue numbers on their jerseys, and the Arizona Assassins in their white away jerseys and black pants. Setting up for an extra point here. And actually, Tag is going to kick the extra point here, see how good she is.
Bad snap.
She got the kick up, though. Barely went over the crossbar, but it made it. That's going to make it 7-0 Arizona Assassins with 12:50 remaining here in the first quarter. That's unfortunate. That is unfortunate for the first play of the game. First play from scrimmage for the Showgirls to open their season. Not a good way to start it.
You have all week to get in
You have all week to get into the practice room to watch tape on the defense of the team you're playing, and it's unfortunate, but it happens. Also, make sure you reserve merchandise table. Kickoff coming up here for the Assassins.
Well, we have some downtime here. Got to thank some of our sponsors, 22nd Fitness, Atomic 7, Auto Call, Carolyn Andrews, Connection Academy LLC, ESEA, the National Guard, Planet Fitness, Storage West, U.S. Coast Guard, Real Showgirls LLC, Hooters of Sunset, Bonnie by Coach Lee, The Ultimate Workout, the What's Up NFL Flag Football League, the Elite Sports Football League, the What's Up Girls Tackle Football League of Las Vegas, of course, Cheyenne High School here, and the Girls Intramural Sports at Cheyenne High School. As the Assassins line up to kick off. Man, what a quick start, huh? I mean, last game we waited the whole first half for points, and we're already 2 minutes into the game. We got a score on the board. And there's a hell of a kick from the Assassins. Received by number 90, Jay Stevenson. She's got a good run here. Nice run back. About a 20-yard run back up to the... Showgirls going to start on their own 44-yard line.
beautiful run back there by number 23, Vanessa Hernandez.
Oh, was it Hernandez? My bad.
Yes.
As we figured out last time, my eyesight is not very good. And Mike, yours is a little bit better.
Hey, I'm trying. It's pretty dark out here. They haven't turned the stadium lights on yet. Some quads rolling in right over us.
Showgirls lineup in the offset eye. Brady Chase handing off the ball. Ooh, the Assassins were all over that one.
Yeah.
About a 1 yard loss there for the Showgirls. It's going to come up second and 11 here for the Showgirls with just under 12:30 to go here in the first quarter.
Maha Fresh checking in the game, number 15 for the Showgirls.
So Coach Lee was saying that, you know, the Arizona Assassins have a lot of rookies on their team yet this year. Most of their experienced players went over to the Phoenix Phantoms when they split. So you want to take advantage of them. So far, that's a nice 5 yard run right up the gut for the Showgirls. It's going to be third in about 5 here. That's going to put them into their own territory, into Arizona Assassin territory for the first time. We got a decent crowd here on hand. Actually, the Arizona Assassin has some fans on their side of the stadium, too. Ooh. That pass for Maha Fresh is overhead from Brittany Chase.
She doesn't have Inspector Gadget arms. You know, you got to throw the ball at the numbers.
Yeah. That was a little screen pass trying to pick up short 4 yards on third down, but she just
punt
went
team.
Over her head.
Yeah. Yeah, punt team's coming out. Ball's at midfield. With a 22 left in the first quarter. Showgirls punting to the passage.
Showgirls kind of lost on the punt formation here. Number 4, Vanessa Villaflores just running onto the field at the last minute. And Coach Lee had to waste one of his timeouts just because of that, unfortunately. Again, Coach Lee wanted me to let everybody know about the What's Up Girls Tackle Football League. Sign-ups start now. You can go to whatsupsports.com, W-A-S-U-P, sports.com, or you can call Coach Lee directly, 702-764-8878. Get the girls starting young on the tackle football, right?
Absolutely.
And they could be playing here for the Showgirls one day. You never know. Yeah, that rain is coming a lot closer now.
I don't know. We got a couple clouds over us. We haven't seen much rain yet, but it's kind of.
Yeah, there was a 30% chance of rain before the game, but we think it might be about 100%. Once again, the Independent Sports Network on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Mike Slater, sitting here with my broadcast partner, Mike DeMore, who's speechless. He's speechless right now. He's just so excited for this football
game.
It's opening weekend for the WSA. How could you not be excited? Showgirls back to punt. Arizona Assassins have 2 receivers back to catch the punt. Nice punt, straight up in the air. Oh, there's a fumble.
Muffed it,
but number 11, Tank, fell on it. Tank is all over the field right now.
She's kicking a lot of action, yeah.
She's kicking field goal, or she's kicking extra points. She's intercepting passes. Now she's getting the punt returns. She's a total Iron Woman football player. Let's see what the Assassins can do here with their second possession of the game.
The first time to see the Assassins come out on the field and see what they can do here with their team in the first quarter.
Or it could be the second time because they receive the kick.
No.
You okay, Mike? You in the game here?
I don't know.
Assassins line up in the I formation with their quarterback, Allison Cole, under center, 2 wide receivers. Run to the right side. Showgirls stop that in the backfield. A 2 yard loss there. Going to bring up 2nd and 12 for the Assassins. On their own 30 yard line. Just under 11 minutes to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Assassins. And they are on the hunt right now to get some more points. We're gonna have to get the crowd. We have to get the crowd into this game. They're not into it yet. Their showgirls are down 7-0.
Yeah, baby Chino's not here. I don't know what they're gonna do without him.
Hey, it's raining. He can't have his DJ equipment in the rain, you know.
Pass
and line up in the I formation once again. 2nd and 12. Fake handoff. And oh, Allison Cole got popped. Had to throw the ball away there. I think there definitely should be intentional grounding on that. There's no one in the area. No flag on the play, though.
Yeah, that's your call.
The showgirls had two linebackers in on that play, about to sack Allison Cole. Luckily, she threw it away just in time. Same formation for the Assassins, lining up in I form, two wide receivers, 3rd and 12 from their own 30-yard line. The showgirls are coming with the blitz. And they hand it up the middle. It's about a 4-yard run there.
Should have had a V8 today.
You should have?
Yeah.
It's going to be 4th and about 9 yards for the Assassins. They're going to punt here. Just under 10 minutes to go in the first quarter. Who's deep? Who's deep for the showgirls here, Mike?
It looks like number 23, Vanessa Hernandez again.
And she mopped the punt as well and just falls
on
it.
Smart thing. Smart play. You know, something bad happens like that. Just fall on the ball. It's the first thing they teach you to pop on it.
That was a long time ago for you, huh, Mike Pop Warner?
Yeah, it was. But, you know, there's some things you never forget.
You remember those early days, huh?
Absolutely.
Showgirl's going to take over from their own 37-yard line. It's going to be 1st and 10. And Brittany Chase is not going on the field.
Yeah, it's like Coach D pulled her out. It's going to pick six.
Yeah, that's true. Are they going to go with the backup quarterback here? Number 10 runs on the field. Jennifer Cohen.
Odd formation here.
Could be a wildcat. No. Okay, now Brittany Chase is running onto the field. A little confusion.
Yeah, a little confusion. The play clock is not running. I don't know what's going on, though. They're backing them up to the 20.
Yeah, it looks like there was a penalty there on the showgirls. Back them up to about the 22. Like a 10-yard, 15-yard penalty there. I don't know what was going on. Oh, up in the booth, they're saying it was on the sidelines. The sidelines were too close or on the field or something, showgirls, I guess.
Oh.
Not sure.
Everybody's eager to get out there and play, I guess. Huh?
Showgirls line up in the offset eye. 3 wide receivers. Chase runs a quarterback sneak up the middle for about 2 yards. What do you think of that one? On first down, Mike? I don't know.
Not a smart play chance by Coach D. You won't be trying to get Chase in the shape after throwing that interception.
Yeah, I guess he's trying to limit her passing, I guess, right now.
Play it safe. It's a smart thing to do.
We have a 2nd and 7. The showgirl's 25. Again, same formation, weak eye. Chase under center. 3 wide receivers split out. Drop back to pass. Short little pass. Pass to Jay Stevenson, number 90. Picks up about 4 yards for the showgirls. It's going to be 3rd and short here, about 3rd and 3. Just under 9 minutes to go here in the first quarter.
Now, so, you know, it's raining on the field. It might be a little smarter to run the ball rather than throwing it just to the fact that you won't be able to get a grip on the ball.
Exactly. Those clouds are coming real close now. We shouldn't be in the rain here in just a few minutes.
It's coming.
Looks like we got about 100 people in the stands here for this game today. I think what it is, the bad weather. Bad weather probably kept some people away today, you know? Clouds. We don't see many clouds here in Vegas, so we're not used to this. People try to stay home when it's dark and rainy out.
We also don't see 50-degree weather in the middle of the day, in the middle of April either. But, you know.
Showgirls ran that ball there. Didn't get much. It's going to be 4th and 3. And they are setting up in punt formation once again. Not much from the offense here so far in this first quarter for the Showgirls. Looks like they're trying to get the jitters off. And again, on the punt formation, they're just confused.
Yeah, looks like Showgirls aren't the only one with jitters.
Oh, they fake it up the middle, fake the punt. And that looks like a first down there. Pretty hard hit, but first down for number 23, Vanessa Hernandez. Way to go. That is the first. Is that the first down of the game, I believe?
I believe it is.
That is the first down of the game.
Injured assassin on the field.
That is unfortunate. Never want to see that. Never want to see that. This is the assassin's third year in the WFA.
Yes.
Oh, do I hear rain?
I believe that is.
I do hear rain, yes. It is. I can see the rain now. Yep, it's raining on the field here. Starting to come down. Yep. Starting to come down harder here. And every player on both teams are down their knee right now. Never want to see someone get hurt in this beautiful game of football that we play here. The poor Las Vegas Showgirls cheerleaders got to cover up in their sweatshirts. All three of them today, yes. Walking off the field in their own power, that's number 96, Angela Cortese. Nicknamed Amazon. Just walking up on our own power. So now it's going to be first down and 10 for the Showgirls after that fake punt run up the middle. Offset eye. Three wide receivers for Brittany Chase as she's under center. Clock is running. There's a pass.
Angels picked off again.
She was aiming for number 90, Jade Stevenson. Jake Stevenson's one of her big targets so far right now. Yeah, this rain is unfortunate. I don't know. No fans have decided to leave yet, but they're bundled up. Somebody brought an umbrella. Somebody's smart.
Nothing like watching more than football in the rain.
That's the way it should be played, in the element. We don't get snow out here, so rain's all we got.
Reminds you of that old tale your dad used to tell you about walking to school 5 miles in the snow, like playing football in the rain, something better.
Oh,
wow.
Big pass. Big pass for about 15 yards from Brittany Chase, bobbled by number 44, Misty Cole. I thought she was going to drop it there. I really did.
Hey, she almost did. She bobbled about four or five times. She also had a lot of drops in that jackpot ball.
Yeah, luckily there was no assassin in the area for the pass, or that would have definitely been knocked free. That is about a 15-yard pass.
I'd have been looking at another pick six there for Brittany Chase, but this is all rails again.
Yeah, so much for keeping stats, huh? We try. Chase comes up to the line under center, offset eye, three wide receivers for the Showgirls. Drop back to pass. Sidearm flings it. A little too high.
A little too late hit there on number 21 for the Assassins, Claudia Huerta. Got to watch it there. She might get a play on that.
That's number 29, Kerry Walters, that dropped the pass. It hit her hands, though. I mean, it was a little high, but it hit her hands. But it's wet right now. The ball is
wet.
So it could slip out of her hands.
My old Coach Jones on my football team. Touch it, you should catch it.
Great reference. Thanks, Coach Jones.
Oh, that guy was amazing. He's a war machine. He's built like a...
Is he as badass as Coach Lee? Coach Lee's pretty awesome.
He is. Should try his workout program. Flag on the play here.
Pass to number 30, Monica Chester, and dropped, but there was a flag on the play, so we'll be bringing it back. No, I'm sorry, that was number 90. That was Jade Stevenson again. One of her favorite receivers so far. False start on the Showgirls. Going to drop them back 5 yards. Going to make it a 2nd and 15 here. They were in Arizona Assassins territory, but now they're going back to their own territory.
They were. Keyword, were.
For a few minutes.
First penalty for the, actually second penalty for the Showgirls here.
Yeah, on that kickoff there was another penalty. I mean, the rain's not coming down too hard. Not too bad. I love that smell, though. It smells like New York.
Ooh,
fresh rain. Really?
Yeah.
Schoker's lineup in ace formation. Four wide receivers, one running back. Chase under center. She drops back. Actually, she hands it off up the middle. She's pushing the pile, pushing the pile. Yeah, there you go.
Hey,
looks like she was... That was Gino Lorenzo on the run up the middle. Big run, man. Looked like she was getting stopped about a yard in the backfield, and she got about 5 yards on that play. I mean, 3rd and 10 for the Showgirls here from their own 48-yard line. Again, in Arizona Assassin territory. Hey, we got some more shooters. Now we have 5.
Yeah, I guess they
six.
We got here late.
They didn't know the game was at 6 o'clock. They thought it was 6:30.
Yeah. You didn't get that memo, you mean?
Yep. Chase back to pass. Dropped by number 29, Kerry Walters. That was kind of low, though. That was a pretty low pass. It was kind of at her knees.
Again, we'll go back to the Coach Jones discussion. If you touch it, you should catch it.
Yeah, again, you know, throwing at your knees, it's kind of tough to catch that pass when you have these girls trying to rip your head off on the other side, you know?
Yeah.
Is there another penalty on that play?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a fourth down coming up.
Another false start on the Showgirls. Going to be declined by the Assassins, bringing up 4th and 10. Showgirls bring the punt team on the field again, but you never know. You never know in this game. They already faked the punt once. And someone running off the field late again for the Showgirls. I don't think they practiced this punt formation in practice this week.
And a lot of miscommunication here on the both sides, offense and defense.
Nice punt there.
Beautiful punt.
About the 20-yard line for the Arizona Assassins. Ball rolled around a little bit there. Assassins are going to take the ball right now. Again, we thank you for listening to the Independent Sports Network on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Mike Slater, broadcasting for you today with my broadcast partner, Mike Damore. Out again. Sitting in the rain here, 50 degrees in Vegas. Well, we're not in the rain, but everyone else is in the rain.
Realistically, it's very nice out right now. I love the kind of weather, but I don't think the football players are enjoying it too much.
It's always fun to get a little wet during a game, you know? Cools you off. Just that the ball is going to be wet, too. Don't give me a that's what she said, Mike. Don't give it to me.
You took it right out of my mouth.
Assassins 1st and 10 from their own 22-yard line in the I formation. Oh, going to be a false start there.
I think everybody moved the quarterback.
Is that going to be baiting the quarterback, or is that going to be a false start?
I believe it should be a false start.
Now we have a full cheerleading squad for the Showgirls. All
right.
They made it. Here we go.
Maybe Dave Chino didn't get that memo about the game starting a little later, huh?
I think it's the rain. He doesn't want to get his turntables wet. You know what I mean? He's also got bedtime in a couple of hours, you know?
Maybe he's just hung over from that Kid Rock cruise. He went on a couple weeks
That's
ago.
Right. That's right. He was there. It's going to be 1st and 15 for the Assassins after that false start penalty called on them. Once again, Allison Cole under center in the I formation behind her. Two wide receivers split out. Hands it off up the middle. And she stopped for a yard gain. You know, Coach Lee was talking about how they're pretty weak up the middle, not enough deep. But today, it seems like they're shutting them down right now.
Absolutely. They ran, 4 or 5 plays right up the gut and accumulated probably about 3 yards out of 5 plays. Pretty efficient.
Yeah, the Assassins must have been watching some game film on the Showgirls. They knew their weakness. They don't have much beef in the middle, as Coach Lee stated to us.
He was hot-dogging it earlier. I don't know. We'll talk about beef.
Hot diggity dog.
Yep.
Showgirls, Assassins hand it off once again. Stop
number
in the backfield for another big loss.
Yeah, carried by number 74, Jennifer Lutz, for the Assassins. Nice carry. Quite a few people take him down.
But you gain no yards. It's going to be 3rd and 15 still again. Just about 3:30 left here in the first quarter. Again, 7-0. Arizona Assassins leading the Las Vegas Showgirls at the George E. Perry Memorial Stadium here at Cheyenne High School in lovely Las Vegas. Oh, what Las Vegas right now? Which means drivers are going to suck today because no one knows how to drive here in Vegas in the rain.
I don't really think it matters if it's wet or dry out. They all suck.
That is true. Assassins long third down here, 3rd and 15 from their own 15-yard line. Oh, and there's a false start, another penalty. A lot of penalties in the first quarter here.
Like you said, the Assassins, this is our first game, you know, the team, they got a lot of rookies, they got a lot of stuff to work on in the week in practice.
Yeah, as Coach D told us, it should be pretty interesting. That was her own words, pretty interesting. I don't know if she expected her team to be up 7-0 here in the first quarter with 3 minutes to go. I don't think she thought that was going to happen, but thanks to that interception by Tank on her team, brought it back for that first touchdown in the game. It was a hell of a run back, too.
It was.
I don't think it's going to stop Coach Lee from throwing the ball today, too, though. So he said they're planning to attack, and have some fun. He wants to open it up. Another handoff to big number 74, Jennifer Luck.
Oh, fumble on the play.
All right. Recovered by the Showgirls. Looking at a great field position here. It's going to be about their own 10-yard line going here first. Now, look at this. The crowd is ecstatic right now.
Again, you go back to the weather situation and how, you know, everything's wet on the field. That includes the ball. And force that fumble there.
It's going to be first down and 10 for the Showgirls from their own 15-yard line. Very good field position here. If they don't get in the end zone here, it's going to be trouble. Five wide receivers here as Chase rolls out on a quarterback run. The design quarterback keeper. She picked up about 2 to 3 yards there. You okay there, Big Mike?
I'm feeling a little off today, I guess you could say, but I'm
in the game. Well, we thank you for being here.
And thank you.
It's going to be about 2nd and 7 here for the Showgirls on their own 10-yard line. 2 minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Showgirls need to get in the end zone right now.
They do. The perfect opportunity off the turnover.
Hand off up the middle to Gina Lorenzo. Hit. She stopped in the backfield.
I'm not, you know, judging anybody, but that hit that the Assassins just put on Gina Lorenzo, I heard all the way up here in the press box.
Oh, yeah, that was number 53 Morgie on the Arizona Assassins putting that big hit on Gina Lorenzo.
The pop is very loud, so I can only imagine what it would be like getting that hit by number 53 on Assassins.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to get hit by her. It's going to be 3rd down and 8. On the Assassins, on the Showgirls' 11-yard line, pardon me. Chase under center, 4 wide receivers split out, 1 running back in the backfield, and another design run. And the Assassins are all over it.
And she coughed it up at the end of the play. Might have been down, though.
Looked like a few late hits there at the end of that play, man. There's a penalty flag on that one. Yeah, Claudia Huerta, number 21, was in on that hit.
Again, bad play calling here by Coach D. He's going to be more efficient in the red zone, especially off his turnovers.
Coach Lee calls his 2nd time out here in the first quarter. Oh, man. Just got to take a minute to thank our sponsors once again. 22nd Fitness, Atomic 7, Auto Call, Carolyn Andrews, Connection Academy LLC, ECA. PSDA, the National Guard, Planet Fitness, Storage West, U.S. Coast Guard, Real Showgirls LLC, Hooters of Sunset, Body by Coach Lee with Surgery Ultimate Workout. Mike gets that workout every day.
I do.
Elite Sports Football League, the What's Up Girls Tackle Football League of Las Vegas, the What's Up NFL Flag Football League, Cheyenne High School here, of course, for hosting these great games, and the Girls Intramural Sports at Cheyenne High School.
I went with Georgie Perry.
What's your impression of this first quarter so far, Mike? Got 44 seconds left. Schober's going to be 4th-and-11 on their own 15-yard line, down 7-0.
You got a lot of mistakes here. You should be working out during the week, during practice. A lot of mistakes, a lot of flags, a lot of broken formations. Also, the turnover on Brittany Chase that turned into a touchdown eventually to be captured.
Oh, getting the crowd worked up here. The equipment manager is getting the crowd worked up. I think he wants to be a cheerleader as well.
I don't think they can throw him up in the air.
Schober's going to go for it on 4th-and-11 on their own 15. Five wide receivers, none in the backfield. You know what Chase is doing here. She drops back the pass over the middle.
Oh.
It's caught, but, I mean, she's going to be about 3 or 4 yards short of the end zone.
Yeah, it's short from where I'm sitting.
Was that the right play call there on 4th-and-11, Mike?
No, I think if you're in the red zone, you take the automatic points, even if it is a field goal.
But now the Assassins are going to start on their own 4-yard line. It's going to be a long, long way to go, a long road ahead if they want to get in the end zone.
Crowd getting pumped up here.
Yeah, and the rain has ceased. The sun is actually coming out now. This is awesome. Rain cools it down a little bit, yeah. Rain cools it down a little bit, and the sun comes out.
Sounds like my deodorant.
You smell like wet grass, apparently.
Trying to keep it light.
Chuckle, chuckle.
Keep it light.
The Assassins come up to the line, 1st-and-10 from their own 4-yard line. Same formation again. I form. Allison Cole under center.
Hey, you got another flag.
Another false start. Another false start on the Assassins.
Oh, wow. You got some air pulling there on the line.
Yeah, like Coach D told us before the game, she does have a lot of rookies. It's their first game trying to get the jitters out. She's D. Weasley.
Ah.
There you go, Mikey. Genius.
I need to quit drinking.
No, you need to drink more. You should have been drinking today, is what I'm saying. You're going to bring your A game. You got to bring your A game all the time.
I understand.
Oh, that's tough. They're gonna be on their own goal line here.
Absolutely.
1st-and-15 from their own 1.
As you know, any penalty inside of, 5 yards, you're going to have to keep the goal.
Showgirls come on a blitz.
Another flag here. It's ridiculous. I don't know what's going on with these refs here.
I think that might have been offside from the Showgirls, which would be unfortunate. Looked like they were bringing some heat on that play. Just under 30 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Assassins up 7-0 over the home Showgirls here at Cheyenne High School Stadium. Oh, yeah. Showgirls cheers are getting into it now. Another false start, but decline this time by the Showgirls. So it's going to be 2nd-and-13 from their 2-yard line. Getting up the same formation. Allison Cole drops back to pass. Oh! Almost intercepted. Almost interception by number 23, Vanessa Hernandez.
I would have been scared to shot that.
Yeah, she would have definitely ran that back just like Tank did on the other end for the Assassins. We had two interception returns for touchdowns already. That was close. Now 3rd-and-13 on the 2-yard line. 14 seconds left in the first quarter. Assassins set up in that same formation. They don't get out of that formation. I form 2 wide receivers. And the Showgirls are bringing heat on that play.
Ooh,
that's going to be, that's, yeah. Unfortunately, it looks like number 22, Nicole Dixon, hit the player before the ball got there. Which is something you can't do in football.
Obviously.
You gotta wait
until. It's not NFL Blitz on Super Nintendo.
Gotta wait till the ball gets there for that hit. Now it's going to be first down and 10 for the Assassins.
Automatic first down. It's a shame, man. I'm pinned deep in the territory.
And they do have the ball now on their 7-yard line. The spot foul. Allison Cole under center once again. Two running backs behind her. Two wide receivers split out.
Whoa.
She drops back to pass, and she's sacked.
I have a safety.
Is that in the end zone? I believe she is sacked.
Oh, wow.
Just outside of the end zone.
Wow.
Just
bad
outside
call.
The end zone on the 1-yard line.
Bad call. I saw that all the way through. It looked like a safety. Oh,
wow. That is unfortunate. I
mean,
it's fortunate, but they shouldn't have 2 points on the board, and the Showgirls should be getting this ball kicked off. We are just ending the first quarter. It's going to be second and long, very long, when the Assassins start on the 1-yard line. They're going to have a really long way to go if they want to get in that end zone. All right. Got to thank our lovely producer in the studio, BJ Coletta, helping us out here. There's some WFA finals today. The Passions beat the Divas 35-34 today. That's a really close game, really close. 1 point there. And the Militia, who were last year's champs of the whole WFA, the Militia won 64-6 over the Sharks.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a beatdown. The Mayhem also won 23-7 over the Fusion. And here's another big one for you, Mike. Look at this. The Assault won 54-0 over the Lynx. Wow.
When do we play them again?
I don't think we do. Luckily, I don't think we do. There's so many divisions in this WFA that I don't think we play them.
I certainly hope not. It's one of those scores.
Yeah.
But again, they're probably not pouring rain in their stadium.
Also, the Chicago Force beat the Kansas City Tribe 21-14.
Nice post game for you.
Yeah, this division out here has only had the Showgirls, the Los Angeles Amazons, and the San Diego Sting. A lot of those games are from back east. So many divisions in the WFA. Kind of hard to keep track.
Many divisions are there?
16. 16 divisions. Yeah, it's amazing. And they're only numbered.
First and 15 from the two.
Second and 15 from the two for the Arizona Assassins. Cole drops back to pass, almost sacked there, but completes the pass to number 4, Sabrina Lukowski Smalls.
Caleb and Smalls.
Actually, apologize. That was number 12, Taryn Thompson. Sorry. My eyesight is not very good.
Again, you're killing me, Smalls.
That was Taryn Thompson with the reception. About 5 yards. I mean, 3rd and 11 for the Assassins on their own 8-yard line. Or 5-yard line. Sorry, excuse me. It's going to be a timeout for the Assassins. What do you got for me, Mike? What do you got for me today?
I need some Pepto.
Heartburn? Killing you? Do you have one of
the
hot dogs from the concession stand before?
I'm not hot dogging it, unfortunately, but we got a pile of sex with the phone. I'd be greatly appreciative.
I don't have one in my pocket. I apologize. Maybe you should ask the Showgirls cheerleaders.
Yeah, maybe.
They're getting it right now with a wonderful cheer. Yes, BJ, we will get you a hot dog, too. Can we fly that hot dog up to San Francisco? Is that possible? Will they do that for us?
I don't know. I drove there about 2 weeks ago. It's a long drive.
The Assassins and the Showgirls come back out onto the field. After that timeout, Coach D wanted to let her ladies know what she wants specifically for this 3rd-and-11 play here from the 9-yard line. Hurting you today, huh? Tough when you're a big guy.
No, not really.
Oh, here we go. For the first time, I think the Assassins are in a different formation. They have 4 wide receivers, 1 running back in the backfield. We call that the eighth formation, Mike. Showgirls are blitzing their linebackers up the middle. And, oh! Is that a fumble?
Either a safety or a touchdown. Safety.
Was that Mike Keisha Edwards up the middle?
I believe it was.
So they finally got that safety that they should have gotten about 5 minutes ago.
Beautiful blitz there by Mike Keisha Edwards.
Great play.
16. Very, very nice blitz.
Great play dialed up by Coach Lee on that one. He knows where the weaknesses of the Assassins are now. It's the middle of their line. So now we're going to have to punt here. It's not a normal kickoff on after a safety. The Assassins are going to have to punt from their own 20-yard line. So this will be some really good field position for the Showgirls right now.
You got a plane flying over us pretty well.
Good observation, Mike. Way to go. Good football observation. Thank you for listening to the Independent Sports Network on Blog Talk Radio. This is opening weekend for the WFA, the Women's Football Alliance, Las Vegas Showgirls against the Arizona Assassins. The Assassins lead 7-2 now with 14:23 left in the second quarter. And they're not going to have to punt it. I thought after a safety, you always have to punt it. She's actually going to get the tee and be able to kick off like a normal kickoff.
Maybe in the NFL, obviously, but not in the WFA.
Well, their rules are pretty similar, so I figured that would be one of the same rules they would have, but I guess not.
Either way, it's still from the 20-yard line.
Yeah, this should be some good position for the Showgirls here. Taryn Thompson, number 12, kicking off. Oh, that was a terrible kick. Bounced over Maha Fresh's head.
Fall on that.
And the Showgirls finally fall on it. They should have had the ball at about the 50 and been running with it, but they fell on it about the 44-yard line. Pardon me.
Regardless, still good field position. Yeah. Showgirls coming out
here. Oh, yeah. Field position has switched now. First and 10 from the 44-yard line for the Showgirls. And there's number 15, Maha Fresh, coming on the field. Going to be a wide receiver.
She's a good-looking girl. You know, before the game.
Way to put that out there, Mike.
Just saying.
Oh, no, wait. She's on the side. See, I can't see numbers. She's on the sideline. I'm totally off.
Regardless.
That was probably number 13, Angela Walter, coming on the field. That's a big run there.
Woo!
Brittany Chase hands off to number 90, Jade Stevenson, who is gone for a touchdown. About a 56-yard run there from scrimmage.
Beautiful run.
Handed off to the right
side.
It was a right side sweep. Handed off, and the Assassins were not anywhere near in the area to tackle her.
Look at that. 8-7 in the second quarter. Turned around that fast.
And Coach Lee is calling on the two-point conversion team. He's going to have Brittany Chase out there for the two-point conversion. Try to go up by 3 points here, because there's no point being up by two. Got to be up by three. Field goal lead. Just under 14 minutes to go here in the first half. 8-7 for the Showgirls, lining up for the two-point conversion here. Chase under center. Five wide receivers out. I can feel a cute quarterback sweep here.
Oh, wow.
Or right up the middle. Or a quarterback sneak up the gut and she got plowed.
Somebody's going to need a broom to sweep her up after that hit.
Brittany Chase might need a massage after this game. That was a big hit there. You ready for it? You getting your hands ready? Cracking them knuckles?
I don't think they have a team of two shit.
So Big Mike is ready to take on that position? Is that what you're saying?
Probably better than a radio job.
For sure. Just under 14 minutes to go here at Cheyenne High School, the beautiful George E. Perry Memorial Stadium. Coach Lee barking out orders from the sideline. Showgirls lining up for the kickoff here from their own 40. Thank you. How do you feel?
I've been better.
Yes, the score is 8-7 here. 8-7 in the very beginning stages of this game. So plenty of time left to go.
The safety and a touchdown. You know,
plenty of time still to go here in the first half. Showgirls line up to kick this ball off to the Assassins. Assassins return the ball to about the 35-yard line. I don't know if that was an onside kick or just a bad kick. Only went about 20 yards. Yeah. And that was number 12, Karen Thompson, again returning that kick. She's all over the field today. All over the field today. Still a lot of cloud cover here in Vegas, but the rain has ceased. That's a good thing. Crowd's still intact. Got a few more fans on the Las Vegas Showgirls side. Someone on the Arizona Assassins side still has their umbrella up, and someone should let them know it's not raining anymore. Don't think they care.
Obviously not. They've had that up since the middle of the first quarter.
Assassins come. Oh, that's a false start. You know, the Assassins have pretty much been in the I form with two wide receivers this whole game. They have plenty of protection, but yet the Showgirls are getting in there and sacking Angela Cole. Allison Cole, pardon me.
Good penetration of it from the defense. You know, it's what they teach you, fundamentals.
That's
gap
defense.
A, gap B, and gap C. Shoot those gaps and get the quarterback.
How about that penetration?
Absolutely.
Full start on the Assassins. Be first and 15 from their own 30-yard line.
I'm incredibly glad they're not regulated by the FCC.
Yeah, right. That is true. None of that here. Run up the guts of the Assassins. Oh, and she's planted down. She looks like a suplex there.
I look like number 88, Gina Lorenzi just picked her up and tossed.
Yeah, seriously, that was a suplex. That was a wrestling move, not a football move there.
No, WrestleMania was last week. Come on.
They're getting into it, huh? Is that what you're telling me?
Absolutely.
Another final for you from the WFA, the Detroit Dark Angels, 35, and the Pittsburgh Force, 6.
Well, the one is like over in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, in April, it's probably pretty chilly. It's going to be 2nd and 15 for the Assassins. And now they have a different formation. 3 wide receivers, 1 running back in the backfield. This is the ace formation. Can you tell me to shush? How dare you?
Shush!
So they had a blitz from the Showgirls. Oh, they're coming hard. They're coming hard and strong after Allison Cole. And she sacked a 10-yard loss there. Number 29, Kerry Walters, was in on that sack.
That quarterback.
Ooh, and Allison Cole is not getting up, unfortunately. Again, you never want to see this in football, man. You never want to see anyone injured.
Especially a starting quarterback.
Yeah, both teams taking one knee right now. As we do here in the studio as well. Here in the booth, excuse me.
I believe they call that T-bowing.
Yes, that is what it's called. You know, I play that drawing with friends, draw something, whatever it is, and they actually have T-bowing in there. Hey. T-bowing is that much of a phenomenon that you can draw it now and have someone guess it.
Well, South Park, too, is pretty hard.
Yes, it was. There was a lot. Taylor Swifting was pretty crazy, too. What was the one they did?
Faye Tilling.
Faye Tilling. Taylor Swifting was pretty crazy, too.
I could not imagine doing that in public.
Gotta love South Park.
Absolutely.
What do you need? You're pointing? Pointing to the sponsors? Would you like to report to sponsors? Go ahead.
Absolutely. Thank our sponsors, 22nd Fitness, Atomic Number 7, Auto Call, Carolyn Andrews, Connection Academy, LLC, ESEA, also the National Guard, Planet Fitness, Storage West, the U.S. Coast Guard, Real Showgirls, LLC, Hooters of Sunset, gotta love that place, big shout out to them.
Yeah.
Also, Body by Coach Lee, it's the ultimate workout. Also, WASUP, NFL Flag Football League, Elite Sports Football League, Cheyenne High School, George E. Perry Memorial Stadium, where is that?
Real
Sports at Cheyenne High School. Also, it's not too late to become a partner with the Las Vegas Showgirls by going to the team website and signing up or seeing Mr. OB, the general manager of the Showgirls. LV Showgirls with the team.
And unfortunately, the world's youngest DJ is not here today. DJ Baby Chino is absent. So no one's spinning the wheels of steel in between the plays here today.
Yeah,
during the break.
I guess they can, you know, his quota wasn't meant for getting paid, you know, to show up.
You yourself are a pretty big DJ, aren't you? Like to spin the wheels as well.
I do from time to time.
EDC coming up here in Vegas pretty soon.
Ooh.
I know you're excited about that.
June 8th, 9th, and 10th, I'll be there. Oh.
Assassin's back in shotgun here. Oh, and she is tall. And the ball's loose. Fumble on the play. I'm actually getting hungry. I think I might have one of them hot dogs, Mike.
I don't know. I think the defense had a hot dog. They're jamming right now. They're cruising.
That's exactly what Coach Lee said before the game, that they're going to try to take advantage of the rookies on the Arizona Assassins. He said most of the better players went to the Phoenix Phantoms, who the Showgirls played a few weeks ago in the Jackpot Bowl. Lost 30-8 in that game. That was not pretty. But then they went to avenge that rematch. They won 7-6 in Phoenix.
Looks like the Assassins recovered the fumble. It's going to be fourth down.
They are in punt formation. Showgirls will get the ball back here with 11:45 to go in the second quarter. 8-7 is the score. Showgirls in the lead. I tell you what, those shotgun snaps are not the greatest in the world. Number 90, Jade Stevenson, not even going to jump on that ball. She just let it bounce. And they're going to get the ball right about the 50-yard line here. Showgirls will be in business on their side of the football field.
And again, it's the smartest thing to do with the being wet on the field.
Well, as the rain starts up here in Vegas, rain once again. Like we said earlier, there was a 100% chance of rain and it happened. Yeah, I feel it. You can't see it? Look at this guy's back. You can see it coming down. And you can hear it, can't you? I can hear it. And I got headphones on.
You're special.
Indeed I am. First and 10 for the Showgirls on their own 50-yard line. Three wide receivers. Two running backs in the backfield. Chase under center. Hands it off. Not much of a run there. I don't even know if you got a yard. No gain on the play there for 29, Gary Walters. All right. It's going to be second down and 10 here for the Showgirls from their own 50-yard line.
All right.
Fans and the Showgirls cheerleaders getting into it right now.
I don't know what's going on here. I don't fight without my son.
You don't mess with these Showgirls cheerleaders.
I'm afraid right now.
Walters drops back the pass. Ooh, number 30. Angelique Schiff was again in on that play. What about her? That was the last play. Keep up, Mike. Keep up. Number 30, Angelique Schutt was putting the pressure on Brittany Chase there. Got to throw the ball away. I mean, third down and 10. Oh, that was awesome. Third down and 10 for the Showgirls on their own 50-yard line.
Hey, I don't have a
chase
coffee.
Back to pass, and she slipped. See, she slipped. It must have been this wet field. The pass was intended for Kerry Walters, number 29. And the Showgirls are going to have to punt once again from their own 50-yard line, 4th and 10. Just over 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter, 10-18, 8-7, Showgirls.
Oh.
You're in rare form today, buddy.
I am. I can't help it, you know. The second half could be a lot better.
Can't use that excuse. You need to bring it all game.
It's already been brought in.
Showgirls back to punt. Oh, hell of a kick there. Oh, she picks it up.
Not a smart move.
Again, that was Taryn Thompson, number 12. She is all over the field today. Picked
not
it up, returned
a smart
it to
move
a,
at all.
No, she returned it to about the 20-yard line, though. She did get about a yard or two. Not much. Let's see if Allison Cole comes back on the field. She was hurt on the play a few that last series. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, I'll see you later, good buddy.
Going closer to the field to get a good one.
I think Coach Lee called his third time out of the first half here.
And it is raining.
There you go. Of course it is. Mike took a walk to get a more of a spectator's view of the game.
I want to check out one of those hot dogs.
That's full contact reporting right there, folks. Full contact reporting from Mike DeMora.
Absolutely.
He gets in there with the people, you know. We want to know what it's like from the field level.
Hey, how's your mom? Good?
All right, after that timeout, Assassins come on the field. First and 10 from their own 22-yard line. Once again, in the I form, two wide receivers split out. Plenty of protection. Quarterback was hit, though. And number four, Smalls, was hit in the backfield for about a 7-yard loss there. It's going to be 2nd and 17 from the Assassins' 15-yard line. Yep, those Las Vegas Showgirl Shooters are trying to get the crowd into it. Oh, yeah, crowd stomping their feet here. And excited, first half. 9:30 to go. 2nd and 15 for the Arizona Assassins from their own 15-yard line. The toss. Number 21, Claudia Huerta, is now the quarterback for the Assassins. Allison Cole, number 19, has not come back on the field yet. I think I can actually see her across the field here, sitting on the bench. That's unfortunate. She's not coming back in this game. Her first game. Like I said before, a lot of rookies on this Arizona Assassins team. And it could be showing right now. About 3rd and 16. That's where it's a drop back to pass. Pass complete to number 25, Sonia Rodriguez, for about a 4-yard pickup. Didn't really get him much. They're going to be 4th and about 12 from their own 20-yard line. Should be another punt here for the Assassins. Again, my name is Mike Slater. My broadcast partner, Mike DeMore, has gone down to get a hot dog right about now. So I'm flying solo here in the booth on the Independent Sports Network on Blog Talk Radio. We thank you for listening once again. Just coming up on 8 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Assassins backed up punt. But you never know. They could call a fake here. I don't know if it's such a smart move on the 20-yard line, but... Ooh, almost blocked. Showgirls almost blocked that punt. Number 22, Nicole Dixon, was in there. Punt return for about a 10-yard gain by number 90. That's Jade Stevenson. She gets about a 10-yard gain. It's going to be first and 10 on the Showgirls' 34-yard line. Again, in their own territory. Need to put up some points here on the scoreboard. Need to get another touchdown on the board, or at least a field goal. Pull them out of this one-point lead here. Showgirls come up to the line. An empty backfield. Five wide receivers for the Showgirls. Down up 8-7 here in the second quarter. That was number 43, Pearl Toto, in motion. Flag before the play's even run.
And it is definitely
I believe you may have heard someone in the crowd yelling, 12 men on the field, 12 women on the field, sorry. Yep. The rain is coming down hard again.
It is. I'm down but here on the field right now, Mike.
It doesn't stop the Las Vegas Showgirl Cheerleaders from getting a pyramid going right now, though.
Absolutely.
This rain doesn't stop their spirit. As we try to figure out who that penalty was on. There's 12 men on the field and a false start on the Showgirls. So the penalties are going to offset. And it's going to be first and 10 once again from the Showgirls' 35-yard line. Are you giving me a hot dog there, Mike?
Absolutely not. I'm trying to make it up back to the booth here.
I am hungry.
It is pouring.
Yep, it is wet. Wet out there for sure.
I'd be surprised if I slipped and fell and broke my back on your feature here.
Referee calls his own timeout here. Don't know what that was for. And there he goes, starts the clock back up again. Showgirls in the offset eye. Three wide receivers, Chase under center.
Hope you got your flu shot.
She drops back, hands off, and she is pummeled in the backfield. That was Gina Lorenzo on the give. Didn't get any yards on that play. Actually got a 3 or 4 yard loss. Coming to second and about 13. From the Showgirls 37-yard line. And he's back, folks. He's back in action.
Made it back.
You were the sideline reporter there for a minute, and you didn't do any reporting.
I was on the sideline.
You are definitely what?
I am. I'm trying not to get struck by lightning or anything like a guy on the right outdoors.
Big run up the middle. What number is that, Mike? I can't see. I'm blind. Is that Jade Stevenson?
Makes it harder to see with the rain.
I believe it was Gina Lorenzo up the middle. I'm just guessing. I can't see.
How the hell was it?
Showgirls come up to the line. One running back in the backfield. Three wide receivers. First down and 10. And they're on 20-yard line. Another penalty. Man. This first half is just laden with penalty flags.
I don't know about you, man. I can't really see right now. It's coming down pretty hard.
Really? It's hard to see that 50 feet in front of you, huh?
Absolutely.
Another false start on the Showgirls. How many is that today? Have you been keeping track? About five or six.
I cannot keep count on both hands.
It's about five or six.
Both teams combined, I have to take my shoes off.
I think just everyone's anxious today. You can't practice that. There's nothing you can work on that in practice. It's like, hey, don't jump off sides.
It's called discipline.
Yeah.
Both teams seem to be lacking it today, big time.
Yeah. It's going to be a 2-yard run for the Showgirls. It's going to be 2nd and 13 on their own 25-yard line.
I'm freezing.
It's chilly.
Didn't help with the rain.
Definitely not. It does say 55, but it feels a little bit colder than that right now.
Absolutely.
As the sun goes down here in Vegas, it always gets a little bit colder.
As well as any other city and state.
Right. 4 wide receivers for Brittany Chase as she lines up under center. 1 running back in the backfield. She drops back to pass. She's going up deep to number 29. Kerry Walters with a great catch. Amazing catch by Kerry Walters.
I'm going to have to borrow that camera over there. That could make sports center.
She was in the middle of 2 defenders for the Assassins there, and she still made that catch. Hell of a play.
I don't know if I can describe that to you as hugging somebody and catching the ball behind them. That's
like. Great job by Kerry Walters, keeping her concentration with 2 defenders in her face. Man, the stadium announcer here is excited for this game.
He's a little overly excited.
As he should be. It'll be first down and goal from the Showgirls' 2-yard line. Just over 3 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Hand up the middle to number 16,
ooh,
Mykesha Edwards. She's in the end zone for another touchdown for the Showgirls. All right. Boom goes the dynamite.
Really?
That's right. I got to have some kind of catchphrase when they score a touchdown, right?
I believe that one's already been used.
Whammy!
That one as well. It's okay. I won't hold it against you. Try the deal, child.
Whoop-de-woo?
Try the deal.
Try the deal?
Try the deal.
Showgirls lining up for a 2-point conversion here. 4 drivers, 5 wide receivers set out. I feel a quarterback sweep coming on here.
I see the defense is anticipating the same play as the lining up.
Nope, quarterback sneak right up the gut. And she's in there. Chase is in for the touchdown. It's going to be 16-7 Showgirls. Just under 3 minutes to go here in the first half. The beautiful George E. Perry Memorial Stadium. Lovely Cheyenne High School.
Yeah.
Strip club DJ.
I didn't bring any ones with me, Mike.
Is that where we're going after? Is that the fifth quarter? Is that
our fifth quarter?
It's
a possibility. He's going to get me out of this rain. I'm melting.
I'm melting.
It is getting chilly out here.
I have a little cold.
Well, then again, I was chilly last time we were here in for the Jackpot Bowl in March. Showgirls lining up to punt. Yeah, lining up to kick off here. What's your impression of the first half here, Mike? The Assassins haven't had much on offense. They haven't been doing much on offense.
I would say 2 words: dominant luck.
Yeah, that one pass that they ran in. Taron Thompson ran in for the touchdown. That was about it.
I would say the only positive play here was that run by number 13, Angela Walter, for the touchdown. Oh, look at that.
Showgirls kickoff. Fumble
like
on the kickoff.
Kick.
Coach Lee pulling out all the stops here, huh? Right before halftime?
Possibly. I don't know if that was an onside kick or just a mistake on the Assassins there.
That was number 15, Maha Fresh, on the recovery for the Showgirls.
She's hot.
Thank you for that input.
You get to look at her every day. I don't, so you know.
I do not. I do not as well. It's going to be Showgirls ball, 1st and 10 on their own 39-yard line. Way to go, Coach Lee, catching Coach D off guard. Well, onside kick.
Absolutely.
4 wide receivers in the formation right now. One running back in the backfield. Chase drops back to pass. Little screen to number 23, Vanessa Hernandez. Number 22, Nicole Dixon.
I didn't want to, you know, say anything.
Where's your eagle eyes, Mike? Where's your eagle eyes on that play? I need your eyes.
I need that. I'm not even going to say anything.
You need a life.
I do.
Same formation here for the Showgirls on 2nd and 5. 4 wide receivers, 1 in the backfield. Chase under center. She drops back. Hands it off up the middle. Number 13, Angela Walter.
She gets
about a 4-yard run there. It's going to be 3rd and really short, about 1.
She's got about 60 yards on the day on the ground plus a touchdown.
And that's going to be the 2-minute warning we approach here in the first half. It's a long first half right now, huh?
Absolutely. It's a lot of injuries, a lot of penalties.
A lot of penalties, so yeah.
Draws the game out. Although I am enjoying it, even though it is, you know, very long right now.
16-7, Las Vegas Showgirls over the Arizona Assassins with just under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. As Coach Lee calls his players into the huddle. And once again, the rain has stopped.
Yeah, don't count that for too long.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty dark overcast here in Vegas. But that hasn't stopped the fans from coming out, man. They keep coming. Don't think they can sit on the bleachers right now because they're wet, but.
Yeah, we almost fell and broke my backside on the bleachers walking up to the press box. That's fun.
Chase under center, 3rd and 3, 4 wide receivers, 1 running back in the backfield. Quarterback sneak right at the gut. Looks like she got enough for the first down there. Looks like she got about a yard or two extra on that play. Or is it going to be, we're going to have a measurement. We're going to call for a measurement. It's going to be about 4th down and 1 here for the Showgirls on their own 30-yard line.
Again,
thanks for listening to the Independent Sports Network on Blog Talk Radio, home of women's football and the WFA.
And Mike and Mike.
You got it, big fella. You want to do our sponsors once again?
That'd be the only thing I'm doing right today.
Give me some time.
Well, I'd like to thank the following sponsors for their support this season. 22nd Fitness, Atomic Number 7, Auto Call, Carolyn Andrews, Connection Academy LLC, PSPA, also the National Guard, the U.S. Coast Guard, Planet Fitness, Storage West, Real Showgirls LLC, Hooters of Sunset,
Love That Place,
Coast Lee, Ultimate Workout, check that out if you want to get on that action. Lee Sports Football League, also Cheyenne High School, and the girls' intramural sports at Cheyenne High School.
Love them.
Thanks to everybody that's listening as well. You know, they're trying to get through this broadcast like me and you are right now.
Hey, I'm having fun. Guys. I'm having fun. I'm not affected by the weather like you are. Run right at the gut. Quarterback sneak.
Oh, yeah, hot dog at halftime, okay?
Gets about 3 yards for the Showgirls. It's going to be first down, Showgirls. First down, Showgirls.
First down.
Showgirls run right back up to the line.
Yeah,
quick formation here. Chase, almost another interception in and out of the hands of Arizona defender number 26. No, don't have a number
25.
Sonia Rodriguez.
So.
It was so-so, yeah.
It was so-so pass.
Yeah. The intended receiver was Kerry Walters, but that was way behind Kerry. And so-so read that play very easily. It's going to be 2nd down and 10 from the Showgirls' 28-yard line. 1:24 to go here in the first half. 4 wide receivers, 1 in the backfield. Chase under center again. Drops back to pass. Flips it out to nobody.
Almost intercepted there by number 21 now. Claudia Huerta. That would have been a touchdown.
Oh, yeah. There was no one in that way. The pass was intended for number 22, Nicole Dixon, but she wasn't looking.
Pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
For safety. You could say that's like Maverick on Top Gun. Very dangerous. Don't do it again.
Way to throw in the Tom Cruise reference.
Hey, always happy.
Thank you for that. Third down and 10 for your Showgirls. Again, same formation, four wide receivers, one running back. Chase tosses it. There you go, indeed. Another big run. That was number 16, Mykesha Edwards, man. She is a beast. Oh, and they're showboating in the end zone. Look at that little dance in the end zone.
Very classic, you ask me.
Hey, you know what? You need to celebrate when you do something good. And scoring a touchdown in this game is not easy.
Absolutely, I understand that. But have some integrity and, you know, involve the ref. It's going to sign up.
Act like you've done it before? Is that what you're saying? Act like you've been there before?
I just don't agree with it at all.
Well, I don't agree with you and your face. 28-yard run there for Mykesha Edwards, number 16. It's now 22-7, Showgirls. And they're going for two once again. Kerry Walters under center. Same formation. Same play. Toss right to Mykesha Edwards. She runs it right at the gut. Seems like the Showgirls are doing whatever they want right now, Mike.
Absolutely.
Good job shaking your head. Yeah.
Yeah.
The people out there listening on the internet can definitely see you shake your head. Thank you for that jab. Man.
Appreciate hugs, but it's okay. You can't see the jab at home.
Oh, there's even more dancing on the sideline here. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Get down. Get your bad self. Who's that? Number 44, Misty Cole.
Mr. Charleston?
Misty Coley is dancing. 1 minute, 10 seconds to go in the first half. 24-7, Las Vegas Showgirls beating the Arizona Assassins as we line up for another kickoff. Look at that, Coach Lee getting in the refs here still. He's up 24-7. What's he on the ref for?
He's just very meticulous with his game plan. He wants to stick to it. Doesn't matter if he's won 60-0 or 8-0. He's still going to do the same thing.
Showgirls kick off another kind of a pooch kick right at the middle. Number 11, Tank, with the return. Ooh, and she is popped once again. Who is that? Number 29, Kerry Walters. Oh, and she gets in her face, and there's a flag on that play.
Looks like a Rick Steiner belly-to-back suplex there.
Actually, that was number 23, Vanessa Henderson. I apologize. Again, I'm blind. Kind of hard to see up here. But I think she's getting a penalty for taunting after that hit, man. Which
personal foul.
Yeah, I could definitely see. There's no place in the game for that. There's no need for that.
It's just lack of discipline.
Yeah, you make a good hit, celebrate with your team, and get back to the huddle. Don't shove it in someone's face and you just hit them and they're down 24-7. No need to add insult to injury.
I'm all for getting pumped up, but that's just unnecessary.
Yeah, no need for insult to injury here.
Surprisingly enough, he had a pretty good field position. He just threw up in the second quarter.
Yeah.
To put a drive break together.
They're at the 40-yard line. Again, same formation. Two wide receivers, two running backs. Oh,
yep.
And Huerta bumps into her own player in the backfield and is just running around for her life.
That just looks like a lot of miscommunication on the Assassin's part. Also, Horst was the back and quarterback.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't really know that, you know, the ropes here.
Yeah. Do you remember Unnecessary Roughness? Remember that movie with Scott Bakula?
Scott Bakula.
Yeah, amazing flick. That was kind of one of those plays that the University of Texas, whatever the hell they were, would run.
Where you're
run. Yeah, oh, exactly. Where you run into your own running back in the backfield. That was not pretty. But what can you say with the backup quarterback? And like you said, she doesn't find out the offense that much.
Talking about a quantum leap there.
I wanted to reference that. Huerta, again, running for her life. But she got some
play.
She did get about 4 yards on that play. 10 seconds to go here in the second quarter. It looks like that's going to run it out for us.
If I were the Assassins, I would just count it.
Just call it. Just call it out.
Synchronism on offense.
No simpatico.
There you go.
I apologize. I watched Bad Teachers this afternoon. And that's going to do it for the first half. The Las Vegas Showgirls are leading 24-7 over the Arizona Assassins.
The second half will be much better, I promise.
You're going to lose the heartburn then? Don't give me a hot dog. Don't give me a hot dog.
Hot dogs cost a nickel.
Oh, boy. I do love doing these games with you, Big Mike. And we will say we'll see you in just a few as the halftime approaches here. 24-7 once again, Las Vegas Showgirls over the Arizona Assassins. We'll talk to you in a few.
It's all about we, Independent Sports Network, your on-air network.
Stop calling me out. I'm not fighting today. I just wanna be happy. Is that okay? Oh, stop calling me out. I'm not fighting today.
Hey, this is Devon Goldsmith, comedian and middle linebacker, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
This is Sports Geeks, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
All about We, Independent Sports Network, your on-air network.
Get her right now. Hello?
I'm in queue right now. I don't know what's going on. What?
We are on.
No.
Right.
Second half here.
Oh,
welcome you back to beautiful George E. Perry Memorial Stadium and Stallion High School. The broadcast of the Women's Football Alliance opening weekend at Sega Show Bureau, Arizona Fashion. And Coach Lee said he challenged his offense to score on the first possession here. He wants them to get, they are going to receive the kickoff, and he wants them to get in the end zone, score some more points right here. Again, thank you for listening to the Independent Sports Network on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Mike Slater, here with my broadcast partner, Mike D'Amore. You back in?
Chocolate.
Yes, I did get a delicious hot dog at the at halftime. I don't hear you. There you go. You there?
Yes, from George E. Perry Memorial Stadium.
That's what, six times now?
Actually, one for me, five for you.
Right.
Showgirls kicked off the first half and will receive the second half.
Yes, I did have a delicious hot dog at halftime. Mmm. Tasty here, Cheyenne High School. Oh, slam that door.
You trying to make our producer jealous with the hot dog sauce?
I know. BJ, I apologize. I wish we could send one up here right now. Arizona Assassins kick off, and that's going to be dribble all the way back. She's going to have to pick that up.
Oh,
but it did go out of bounds. That's a good thing.
Very smart play.
Didn't get to the end zone, but it went out of bounds. Kickoff out of bounds is a, what is it, start at the 40-yard line?
I believe it's the 45, actually.
Oh, hey. Coca-Cola.
Not one of our sponsors, but hopefully I get some, take the heartburn away a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to kill your heartburn, more soda and sugar. Mm. Good idea.
I didn't know you were a doctor, but thank you.
Dr. Mike Slater, here I am. Yeah, so walking down to the field, man, it is cold down there right now. It's chilly.
It is.
Up here in the booth, we have some insulation. You know, I'm sitting next to you. I'm huddled next to you and your thermals, and
I know,
keep it warm.
The phone weather app says 55.
Yeah, my nose is cold. So start from the 35-yard line, first and 10 for the show girls. Flips it back to my Keisha Edwards. Nice long run there, about 7-yard run. No, that was number 90, Jade Stevenson.
And the injured assassin on the play. Oh, no, she's up and running. That's number 25, Sonia Rodriguez. So-so.
She's tough.
Yeah. So-so slow getting up.
She's so-so deaf as well. Oh, I see number 16, Mykesha Edwards, is hobbling here on the sideline, trying to run out. Looks like she's got a right leg injury. She's trying to run it off right now. That's not a good sign. She's a beast for the showgirls.
Hopefully, Brittany Chase can pull up here and start throwing the ball.
It's going to be second and 4. Handoff up the middle.
Big tackle there by the assassins.
Jade Stevenson gets not much on that play. Maybe a yard or less.
Oh, Tank. Marcel. I can't pronounce it.
Yes, we'll just stick to Tank. It's a big pop for her.
Yeah.
Could be third and about 4 here for the showgirls. Just started here in the second half of this opening weekend of the WFA. Las Vegas Showgirls against the Arizona Assassins. 24-7 is the score. Showgirls in the lead. It's going to be third and 4 from the 41-yard line for the showgirls. 13 minutes left. Chase Understander drops back to pass. Another screen. Drop. Kerry Walters couldn't hold on to that one.
Yeah. I think that was a poor decision playmaking right there by Coach Lee.
Sorry, I need a cool wrench.
Wonderful. That's all I need is your breath smelling at the press box up here. It'll be fourth down. Fourth and 4 for the showgirls in the 40-yard line. It'll be fun. For the assassins. Not a bad punt.
Mike, do I see a cheerleader with a baby right now? Is the baby going to get into some of these cheers? And this is not baby Chino that I'm talking about. This is an actual baby on the field.
It could be her, little niece or something.
I think we lost some more cheerleaders. There's only four out there, five. They seem to come and go as they please here.
Absolutely. And so do I. You know, I got a little sabbatical from the press box.
Hey, you were down on the sideline doing some investigative reporting. That's what we need you. That's what you're here for.
Be first and 10 for the Assassins on the 25-yard line.
You're the only reporter that can be in the booth and on the sideline at the same time.
I'm just cool like that.
Assassins first down and 10 from their own 25-yard line.
Run by number 4, Sabrina Lukavaski, or Smalls.
You're killing me, Smalls. And that was a big loss for Smalls, about a 4 or 5 yard loss. Another WFA final to tell you about. The Liberty Bells beat the New England Nightmare 14-0. Shut them out. So not everything in New England is as great as Tom Brady.
I wouldn't give him that much credit.
Going to be 2nd-and-15 for the Arizona Assassins on their own 20-yard line. They got an uphill battle here in the second half, man, and this is not the way to start.
Especially with their backup quarterback, Claudius Wertham.
Another broken play.
Was
that another fumble?
Waiting for the ruling now from the referee.
It's on the far side of the field away from us, so it's not a great vantage point as we sit here in the booth, but we try to give you what we can here on the Independent Sports Network on Wild Talk Radio.
I don't think I'll be reporting from the sidelines for the second half. So.
Another injury. Those all teams dropped to one knee once again.
Well, some of them are up, some of them are down. No injury on the play, but still getting up.
Oh, all right, well, that's good. Our sponsors can wait then.
Absolutely.
10:45.
By Lee. I don't know if it can wait, though. Ultimate workout.
You never wait when you're body by Lee.
If I had a body by Lee, I would be 90 deep somewhere.
3rd-and-20 for the Arizona Assassins from their own 15. A snap over towards his head. She runs back to get it, and she is going to be sacked at about the 1 yard line. They're going to be punting from their own end zone. Not
bad
a good look for the Assassins. Yeah.
Bad snap.
I think the Assassins have spent more time on their own one than they have in Showgirl territory today. Or in their own territory, sorry.
I mean, if it wasn't for that mistake by Brittany Chase, quarterback of the Showgirls, it would be a shutout right now.
Yeah, yep. Hey, but like Coach D said before the game, she's got a lot of rookies. It's going to be pretty interesting. This is their first game hitting, so they got to get the jitters out somehow.
They got a backup quarterback in the game.
Yeah, that is unfortunate that Allison Cole has not returned to the game. Wow, that was a monster punt from the back of the end zone.
Lucky got that out.
Jay Stevenson is just going to let it sit there. Showgirl's going to have the ball in their own territory by the 31-yard line.
Play.
Oh. I was tricked myself.
Again, rookie mistakes here by the Assassins. You're going to touch that ball if you put it.
What happened? The Showgirl just picked it up when it was laying there?
It looks like Vanessa Hernandez, number 23, picked up the punt that was pretty idle on the ground.
Yeah, they were about
to advance the ball another 15 yards from the Showgirls.
Looks like 20 yards. They were getting about the 35. They got the 15-yard line now. That's pretty good. Way to go.
You say I'm the one who eagle-eyes.
Oh, has the rain started once again? I see a little raindrops on my phone here. Yeah, I feel it. Yep. Rain has started once again here in Las Vegas. Chase drops back to pass. Pass, bobbled, and was that? No, that has to be an incomplete pass.
No ruling on
the
field yet.
She didn't have possession of that.
Must have got a flag on the play over here from the back judge.
Yeah, that had to be an incomplete pass. There was no fumble on that. She didn't make any kind of football move. She barely had the ball in her hands. That was number 29, Carrie Walters, on the attempted pass, bobbled by her. Another final for you in the WFA. The St. Louis Slam slammed the Minnesota Machine 59-0.
That's a nice punt.
59-0. Wow.
The college scores.
Whew. I would not like to be a Minnesota fan right about now.
WSA or pro?
Oof. So that's going to be a penalty on the Assassins, so it'll be 1st and 5 for the Showgirls. From their own 10-yard line, going in for another score here, hopefully. Four wide receivers, Chase hands off up the middle. And there is another, very close, right about the 1-yard line. Is that Gino Lorenzo on the run? Oh, got 2 more Assassins hurt.
Wow.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. You never want to see that, like we always say.
I don't think we're going to have any more players to put in.
Seriously, this is a lot of stops. A lot of stoppage of play in this game, man. All the injuries and all the penalties. This feels like a preseason game right now. This doesn't feel like opening weekend right now. But at the same time, this is the first game for the Arizona Assassins.
What are my notes?
Good endorsement for Coca-Cola. Shouldn't go up your nose.
Oh, jeez.
Once again, I'd like to thank our producer in the studio in San Francisco, DJ Coletta. Thank you once again for making us sound as lovely as we do. Was that number... Do you see that number, Mike? Walking off the field, walking off on our own power, which we always like to see. That was number 96, Angela Cortez, Amazon.
Cannot see that at all. We got 1st and goal here from the Showgirls.
Chase just does a quarterback sneak up the middle. That's right. Move that pile. Not sure if that's a touchdown or not. Coach Lee raised his hand like it was. Is it? Yep, there it is. Referee gives the official signal. And hey, you know what? Coach Lee put that challenge out for his offense to score on the first possession, and that's exactly what they did.
I was actually the second, but nobody's counting.
And another injury on the field. Or maybe not. Well, anyway, it's 30-7 right now from the Las Vegas Showgirls over the Arizona Assassins. Just over 8 minutes to go here in the third quarter, 8:19 to go to be exact. You can speak over the. You can speak to me. All right. That's sexy. Showgirls once again going for 2. Two-point conversion, no good. Score remains 30-7. Las Vegas Showgirls over the Arizona Assassins. Here in the now chilly Cheyenne High School.
George E. Perry Memorial.
Why don't you take a minute to thank our sponsors once again, Mike? We've only done that 4 or 5 times today.
Absolutely. Read them down the rules. 22nd Fitness, Atomic Number 7, Autocall, Carolyn Andrews, Connection Academy LLC, ESEA, also the National Guard, Planet Fitness, Storage West, U.S. Coast Guard, Real Showgirls LLC, Hooters of Sunset. You might have to go down after the game here, Mike Sweden. Body by Coach Lee, the ultimate workout. WASUP NFL Flag Football League, Peak Sports Football League. WASUP Girls Tackle Football League of Las Vegas, Cheyenne High School. And it's not too late to give a partner with the Las Vegas Showgirls. I was going to the team website. Signing up, we're seeing Mr. OB, the general manager of the Showgirls. The website is lbshowgirlsthisisd.com.
Yes, again.
Having some difficulties here with the microphone.
You? Me? I'm here. I just muted myself while I ate my chips.
All right. Sure, let's kick off to the Assassins and. Not happening much. 3 or 4 yard return to the Assassin's 30-yard line. The 1st and 10. 8:11 left in the third quarter. Showgirls are up 32-7. How you doing over there, buddy?
I'm doing great. I'm a little chilly, but, you know, it's to be expected at nighttime in Vegas in April.
Not really.
My hands are a little cold. Well, when it rains, you know.
Put them under your armpits.
When I get scared, I put my hands in my armpits. And... Well, Molly Shannon reference, you know. We worked in a Molly. We worked at an Emilio Estevez reference last game, and now we worked at a Molly Shannon reference.
Did you spit up your Dorito
yes,
there a little bit?
Yes, I choked on him. Oh, man, look at that blitz coming out the middle from the showgirls. Handed off once again at number 74, Big Jennifer Lusk, and she goes nowhere. She's trying to keep moving the pile, but she ain't going nowhere.
Reminds me
second
of
about
a
11.
Female version of Michael Oldspot from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Uh-huh.
Got that cowboy collar going. What the hell?
You have a little trouble, pen functions? Trouble
hey,
with your
it's
pen?
Your pen, buddy.
No gain on the play. Second and 10 for the Arizona Assassins on their own 30-yard line. Have the Assassins been in Showgirls territory today?
Yes, they have, actually.
Very briefly, though.
Very briefly. Another run there by the Assassins and they're stopped by the Showgirls. That number 97, she's got a gold helmet. I don't know if they had a matching helmet for her.
That run was by number 30, Angelic Schutt. Timeout on the field for the Arizona Assassins.
Oh, yeah.
Raining once again, huh? Yeah, just off and on today. Yeah, I see it. Off and on today. I wonder if it's that whole way, if it's all across the valley right now. Well, I'm just saying, I wonder if it's, you know, everywhere in the valley's raining. Because there's times, you know, here in Vegas where it rains in a certain spot, not raining in another spot, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think the rain has hit the whole valley yet, but it's definitely hit this side of the valley, the west side here at Cheyenne High School.
Next game, 2 weeks from now?
No, next week, actually.
Next weekend, it'll be April
21st. April 21st, yep, April
21st. George E. Perry Memorial Stadium over here at Cheyenne High School.
If
should
I
be, mid-80s? Should be nice.
Yeah, that'd be nice next week, wouldn't it? The game is against the Los Angeles Amazons next week.
Yeah. Look forward to that one next week, huh?
It's going to be right here at Cheyenne High School, another broadcast on the Independent Sports Network on Blog Talk Radio. Make sure you tune in then. It'll be about the same time, 6 o'clock kickoff. Los Angeles Amazons against our very own Las Vegas Showgirls. Then the next week after that, the next 3 weeks after that, the Showgirls hit the road. They got to go to Utah, San Diego, and then once again in Utah, but a different team. They play the Blitz and then the Jinx.
What?
The Blitz? Then the San Diego Sting, and then the Utah Jinx once again, back into Utah. Another run for the Arizona Assassins. Stop in the backfield. I think it's time for them to start putting the ball in the air. Now 30-7 with under 7 minutes in the third quarter.
The Showgirls are just completely dominating the Assassins.
So much for that weakness that Coach was talking about at the middle, right? Coach Lee before the game told us that they didn't have much beef in the middle, as he said. But it looks like the beef is taking care of business right now.
Big Bachman Turner overdrive. Taking care of business.
Way to reference it. He's not the best color man in the business for anything, folks.
One goddamn hit.
Assassins back to punt. Do we not have fun while we do this? Hey, it may not be the best broadcast ever, but at least we're having fun. That's all I got to say. Assassins back to punt. High snap. Almost blocked. She does get it away, though. And
the
number 90, Jade Stevenson, bobbles it.
Lucky it didn't bounce and hit
her. Oh, I thought it did. You know what? I saw these two throwing the football back and forth, and I thought it was a live ball. I'm like, thankful, I got kicked.
I got mistaken there, too. I'm sorry.
Well, it looks like the Showgirls are warming up a backup quarterback now so they can get their money man, Brady Chase, out of the game.
It's a smart thing to do right now.
You don't want to get hurt. Yeah, you don't want to get her hurt in this game. Oh, the rain's picking up now, big time.
It is.
Wow. It's pouring out here in Las Vegas. Can you see the number of the backup quarterback, Mike, there?
I cannot, actually. It should turn to the side. It maybe looks like number Wow, it is coming down. It's pouring right now.
How did the assassin get the ball back then, Mike?
That's a good question. I think it was a penalty on the show goal, a 15-yard penalty.
Oh, maybe he was running into the kicker because someone did run into the kicker, so that could have been it. So the Arizona Assassins still have the ball.
An automatic first down.
And now it is second and about 12 from their own 41-yard line.
This rain is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. The woman warming up is number 11 on the Showgirls, and I don't have a name for her. So we'll just call her number 11 for now, warming up on the sidelines.
Nice stroke there.
Oh, yeah. Showgirls shooters are still in it, even though it's pouring rain. There's a run to number 31, Becky Martinez, also known as Spida. Hey, Spida!
Well, I would quote the movie, but there's a lot of expletives in there.
Expletives?
So pesky.
Or expletives?
Expletives, there you go. I had too much Coca-Cola.
I don't shine shoes anymore. Maybe they didn't go up there and tell you.
And go home and get your shine bikes.
Third down and about 10 for the Arizona Assassins on their own 48-yard line. And it looks like Huerta dropped back to pass. Incomplete to number 12, Taryn Thompson. She's just not in rhythm right now, I don't think, you know. She had Taryn Thompson wide open, and she threw it to her right-hand side. Incomplete.
And, must be the rain. It's hard to grip that ball. It's pouring weather on her.
Yep. But like I said, that doesn't stop the Las Vegas Showgirl Cheerleaders. They're just going strong. Get it, girls.
They don't have a baby anymore, though.
Right. Baby has to step aside for this cheer. Fourth down here for the Assassins on their 48-yard line. Drop back to punt.
It's punt.
Nice solid kick. Oh. Right to number 90, Jade Stevenson. Run to the right. It stops about the 31, and for some reason, the Arizona Assassin sideline goes crazy for that one play.
A beautiful open field tackle there by the Assassins.
I guess when you're... Good. Okay, I guess when you're down 30-7, you got to get excited about something, huh?
Yeah, I'm excited about the hot dog.
You going to go give me another one, sideline reporter?
Maybe if it's tough, right?
Another injury on the field, unfortunately. Stop and play right now. Both teams down on one knee. You think the rain has something to play in the injuries, Mike?
It could. Depending on the cleat size they're wearing, a lot of leg injuries.
Coming from your own personal experience, playing Pop Warner.
Yeah, exactly. Depending on the cleat size of that weather out there, you can have a lot of ankle or knee injuries.
Now, did you play high school football, Mike?
I did.
What position were you?
Defensive tackle.
How'd that go?
It was good. Very good, actually. And then I got hit by a car, actually, sophomore year of high school. I had a laugh. It's okay. It's happy. It's funny now. Career-ending leg and ankle surgery. It's terrible.
I'm sorry to bring that sore Jacob.
Sorry.
Didn't mean to revisit that right now.
I could be in the NFL right now, possibly, but I had ankle surgery and leg surgery. Now I'm sitting here with you at the WFA.
I was going to say, folks, just think, that's who I'm sitting next to right now. I could be sitting next to a top NFL draft pick.
Huh.
Instead, I'm sitting next to just Big Mike D'Amore.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is unfortunate. You never want to see an injury. This is the Independent Sports Network on Blog Talk Radio. And thank you very much for listening. Mike Slater along with Mike D'Amore. Score 30-7. Las Vegas Showgirls over the Arizona Assassins. Just over 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 3:07 to go. It seems like the third quarter is going a lot faster than the first half was. It seems like we're flying by this third quarter.
I don't think the Assassins have any more women on their roster to get hurt.
Yeah, they have, two sitting on the bench that don't look too happy. Their starting quarterback is still injured. She has never returned to the game. Allison Cole, unfortunately. And the rain has slowed down a little bit.
Uh-oh. Might be hot dog time here. She's up.
The Showgirls fans are still excited, man. The rain has not dampened their spirits at all.
Hi, Gary!
They might not be able to sit down on the bleachers, but they're still excited. Did I hear a West Side? West Side? That's where we are here at Cheyenne High School. The wonderful George E. Perry. Hey, we're at George E. Perry Memorial Stadium. Can I say that? Thank you.
Yeah, I think I just kept my hand open.
It happens. It happens. It's another part of the injuries. Another part. You're in on the action.
Yeah, the action of my cutting my hand open on the door here. And Mike Slater will be taking a Dorito break there. Back to action here, 3:03 left in the third quarter. First and 10 for the Showgirls. Like a quarterback sweep, a flag on the play. A lot of laundry on the field right now.
Two flags on the play, yeah. Got to take a Doritos break, you know what I mean? Every
Absolutely.
Now and then. By the way, have you had one of those Doritos Locos Tacos, man? Woo!
Oh, man, those are delicious.
Oh, my Lord. All right. That's right.
That's right.
Chillers are into it. Let's go. Yeah, the rain hasn't dampened their spirits either.
Yeah, not at all.
Still excited as if this is the first quarter and the sun still.
You might have to go get one of those tacos after the game.
Ooh. Doritos Loco. Can I sponsor? Can they sponsor us?
I don't know.
Maybe get like a little six pack before the game? For 12-pack they have, right?
Mm.
Like I said, he's not the best color man in the business for nothing, folks.
You already said that.
That's why I said like I said. It'd be a 15-yard penalty against the Showgirls. That's terrible.
Wind's picking up now.
First and 25. Brittany Chase tosses the ball.
It's holding that ball like a loaf of bread.
Now, why, and you don't want to do that, Mike, right?
Absolutely.
You
want
to tuck it in, right?
Firm tuck.
And why wouldn't you want to hold it like a loaf of bread? What's the reasoning for that?
Obviously, you don't want to have the ball stripped or fumble it. And they can do laps at practice all week to throw up.
It's kind of like in the program. Do you remember
one of my favorite movies of all time.
Who was the actor in that?
That was
the running back. Yeah, and the coach made him hold the football all through class, and everyone was trying to knock the ball out.
Number 22, Darnell Jefferson.
Darnell. Another handoff up the middle for the Showgirls.
Oh,
it's a fake. Fake me out. Brittany Chase throws a bomb. Oh. Almost intercepted by number 21, Claudia Huerta. She plays quarterback and cornerback. How about that? It's amazing.
Iron Woman. Football.
Iron Woman, indeed.
It's not easy.
Good call there for Coach Lee. You know, second and 25, and they're up 30-7. He's throwing a ball. Yeah, why not? If you're hungry or thirsty, stadium announcer's calling for it. I want you to get a hot dog right now, Mike.
I'm actually getting kind of cold. I'm never cold.
Last call for alcohol? Oh, wait, there's no alcohol here. Last call for hot dogs. I didn't know they had
alcohol
for hot dogs. For
alcohol here, I probably wouldn't be in the press box.
Third and 25.
just a horrible pass by Brittany Chu.
She overshot number 22, Nicole Dixon, by about a good 10 feet in the air.
Now, what if you do if you're Coach Lee right now, 4th and 20? You go for it? Jump 30 to 7.
On your own 20-yard line, I'd say you punt the ball.
Brittany Chase is going back out there. Oh, no, she's playing Gunner. These folks at home, I don't know what Gunner is. It's the wideouts during the punt formation that run down and try to tackle the punt returner.
Thank you for that info.
Yeah, I got to have some kind of useful info for today.
Fumble the snap, but still gets the punt.
Beautiful punt.
Hell of a punt. And number 11, Tank, was running up. She had to run back. The kick actually landed over her head.
Don't ever underestimate the enemy.
Yeah, it's going to be Assassin's ball on the 34-yard line with about 34 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Assassin's trailing 30-7 to Las Vegas Showgirls. Crowd's getting into it. Crowd's getting pumped up. You can hear that.
See, with that or my blood pressure going up.
Ooh, we are getting wet here in the booth.
Ooh.
We're getting wet just like everyone else. Oh, close that door.
Fuck.
Yeah, the wind's starting to pick up here. Rain is coming into the booth. I see Assassins come up to the line.
Oh,
plenty
man.
Of protection, plenty of line, only two receivers and two backs. Should be able to stop the Showgirls, but hasn't been that way all day today. Pass short by Huerta.
I don't know what kind of formation that was. It was ugly though.
And that's going to be the end of the third quarter. Time is about to run out. Same score as we head into the fourth quarter, as we had at halftime. 30. Oh, no. Sorry. The Showgirls think it is scoring this half. It's 30-7 now. Showgirls all the Assassins as we head to the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it looks like I'm not the only one that's not paying attention.
I'm only human, Mike. I do forget at times. I have forgetfulness.
You're human and you like hot dogs.
Especially my short-term memory for some reason. I don't understand why, but...
Yeah, I was wondering why you want hot dogs and tacos for the past 20 minutes.
Exactly. I'm trying to get sponsorships here, bro. Come on, bro. All my notes are getting soaked here. My Doritos are covered in water.
And here comes the rain again. It's coming sideways now.
It comes at you all different ways. Like a ninja. Like
got,
a ninja.
Got fat rain.
Rain. Rain that comes up on the ground.
Exactly.
Oh,
it's Forrest Gump reference here, buddy. Passes to the ball, running number 25. Flag on the play.
Once again, it's... It's Claudia Huerta is in quarterback for the Arizona Assassins. She's in for the injured Allison Cole, who has not returned to the game since about the second quarter, right? Is when she got injured?
I believe so.
And the lineman that was injured earlier for the Assassins was number 96, Angela Cortez, also nicknamed Amazon. So them, besides a slew of other players, are out for the Assassins right now. A lot of injuries in this game for the Assassins, unfortunately.
Let's be honest, if you were on the Assassins, I wouldn't want to be out there right now either.
Yeah, not in this. Oh, what the hell was that? Everyone moved except the center on that play. Somebody needs to inform her.
A lot of miscommunication.
Yet another false start in the game. I mean, we've had about 10 of those today.
You figure, you know, with all the preseason games and everything else going on with the Assassins, they'd have time to figure out and iron out all these miscommunication errors and penalties. But no, they don't. They got more penalties right now than the Oakland Raiders.
There's a toss to number 20, Q, Quinda Grayson.
A winter storm warning in effect going on here.
Seriously, look at this. This rain is getting crazy right now.
I gotta stand up.
Yeah, we're getting soaked right now here in the front of our broadcast booth. just about 13 minutes ago here in the fourth quarter. And I tell you, that buzzer for the end of the fourth quarter can't come quick enough for anybody today. This rain is ridiculous right now. Coming in sideways from left to right here. I'd say that was it's coming north to south, would you say? North to south? Yeah, north to south here. As we look at the football field. Beautiful George E. Perry Memorial Stadium.
Oh, my paper.
Cheyenne High School. Yes, you can.
Number 7.
Punch straight up in the air. Look at that wind, yeah. That was a great bounce for Vegas. That punt went about 4 yards.
Hey, you got that wind gust there.
Yeah, that's exactly
15 yards backwards.
That's exactly the direction that she was kicking. She was kicking north, south to north, and she kicked right into that wind. And the ref is calling. Look at the ref. He's calling for the time to keep going. Even the refs want to get out of here right now. He's calling for that time to keep on ticking. And I think that might be it for the Las Vegas Showgirls Cheerleaders. I think they're calling today.
I believe so.
They are getting out of the rain. But, this is
unbelievably strong storm coming in here.
Hey, they're still going.
Folks, for you and folks listening at home, you can't see what I can see right now, but it is ridiculous amount of rain coming down.
I'm trying to throw my microphone towards something that we can hear this rain. It's crazy right now.
Showgirls first and 10. We got to run for about 2 yards now, 40 yards.
I still have a few energetic fans here sticking it out.
I can barely see the field from where we're at right now. The rain is coming down so hard. Oh, I don't want to get open the door.
Time is running, just over 11 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Rain coming down really hard. Showgirls come up to the line, 2nd and 9 on their own 39-yard line. Oh, boy.
We're losing all of our stuff here.
Losing all of our notes. This is crazy. Loss of 3 yards for the Showgirls.
Losing a lot of fans out of the stands.
Wow, yeah, the stands are empty right now. Everybody's running for cover. Luckily, we have the cover of this wonderful booth. Thank the Lord for that.
It's like a lightning capacitor waiting to strike here.
I think during their exhibition games on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, it was raining pretty bad that day, too, I heard. We weren't out here, unfortunately, but... It was really bad that day, too. Wow, this is crazy. You don't ever see this rain in Vegas that much. You don't get to see it rain as hard as this, but it is coming down.
We got backup quarterback number 11 for the Showgirls and running down third down. We don't have a name on him.
Nope. Coach Lee told us about a couple different number changes before the game, but he didn't give us number 11's name. Yeah. I think we might have to build an ark here. We're about to get flooded out of our own broadcast booth. Oh, the rain, man. Whew. There's one person in the stands right now. You see this? There's one person in the stands with an umbrella. Everyone else has cleared the stadium. There's a punt to the Showgirls. Back to receive it is number 4, Smalls. Sabrina Lukovitsky. She tries to bring the ball out of the end zone. She gets to about the 5-yard line. Pretty unsuccessful kickoff return there for the Assassins.
Woo!
Again, the score is 30-7. Las Vegas Showgirls over the Assassins. Just under 9 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. This rain is crazy.
Every day you see rain like this in Las Vegas.
Yeah, you got to hold it up a little more. Hold it a little closer to your mouth there, Mike. We can't hear you. We need your input.
That's what she said.
First down and 10 from the Assassins' 9-yard line. And there's a run to the right side.
and we officially have one fan in the stand.
One, yes, one. But she's got an umbrella, so she's smart. It's going to be about second down and 10 here for the Assassins on their own 9-yard line. Long way to go here, down 30-7.
I think the refs are keeping that clock rolling.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Permanently.
Yep. Refs are stuck out there in the rain just like the players. They probably want to go have a nice beer at the fifth quarter bar that everyone's going to. I'm not sure we're invited to that.
Oh, fumble on the play.
And that's going to be another safety for the Las Vegas Showgirls. That'll bring the score to 32-7. Just over 7 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. And the Showgirls are going to get the ball back again, up 32-7. What do you think Coach Lee's going to do right here, Mike? Run the ball, run the ball, run the ball.
Hopefully he just keeps the clock running.
The clock is still running now, even after a touchdown.
Good call, clock guy.
That's the way to go. Keep that clock going.
Rain is lightning up here. Lightning.
Yeah. Lightning.
Lightning.
From what it was, though, but it was pouring a second ago.
Let it go,
coming
here.
Down.
Let it go. Hey, we got more fans up.
About four more people. Once again, the Showgirls are calling for someone on their kickoff return, and they don't open the door. Once again, the Showgirls calling for someone on their kickoff return. And that kickoff is to the 32-yard line. Showgirls are going to have the ball on their own 36-yard line. This is – the wind is pretty bad, though, but the rain is letting up. Yes, you are. We're both back.
The rain is so bad that there's second down coming up for the Showgirls. 4:51 in the fourth quarter. The time can't go by fast enough.
And that clock is running. The referees are keeping that clock running, man.
I think the worst is behind us with the rain, at least.
Yeah, it's definitely letting up right now. Just a drizzle. But I mean, they cleared the stands. I mean, there are not one fan, well, a couple fans still left, but not many. Showgirls come up to the line, second down and 10. Two wide receivers, three wide receivers out. Handoff, runs into her own player once again. Again, there's back and quarterback in there for the Showgirls, number 11.
Keep that clock running.
It is. Just over 4 minutes.
I can't wait
until
next week when
quarter.
It's, mid-80s to 90s. We'll be out here playing. Should be a good time.
Los Angeles and Amazon's coming into town. Should be a good game. That is a division game, actually.
Same bad time,
on the same division.
Same bad channel next
right.
week.
Independent Sports Network. Good to meet you. So we just learned from one of the Arizona Assassins general managers that one of the players has a broken arm, unfortunately. It's not their quarterback. We didn't get the actual info on it, but unfortunately one of their players has a medical emergency right now, so she's got to go and rush to the hospital, I guess. That is unfortunate.
Just to show, that the impact is real, that this is real football.
Hell of a pass there for quarterback number 11 on the Showgirls. Pick up of about 15 yards. Looks like that's going to be a first down for the Showgirls. just over 3 minutes. This clock is rolling here in the fourth quarter.
Look at that. The rain completely stopped. How crazy is that?
It's a way shorter second half than the first half. I think the first half was about 45 minutes longer than we're going right now. And we're almost done here in the second half.
That's what happens when they keep the clock running during timeouts.
I guess that's what happens when it rains. Even the refs want to get out of here. I mean, it's not like it's a close game either. I mean, maybe if it was a close game, they would have kept the clock, you know, the way it should be, stopped at all, you know, dead balls. But
you know, this run coming up here, we're good.
A little shorty. Is that number 10, Jennifer Cohen?
I believe so. That was a beautiful run. Spin move and a stiff arm.
Yeah.
They got another injured assassin on the play.
Yeah, she's 5'3", man. That was her little short stuff there. That's number 30.
Reminds you of Maurice Jones-Drew on the Jaguars. A little short and stout.
Yeah, number 30, Angelic Schutt, is hurt now. And she's not come off the field, though. She's going back to the
Should.
She's actually going back into the huddle, not coming off the field. She's a trooper right now. Just over 2 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. 32-7 once again, Las Vegas Showgirls destroying the Arizona Amazons. Assassin. Sorry. Next week is the Amazons.
Getting a little too excited for that spring weather next week. Yeah.
I am. First down. Showgirls handed off, and she stopped for a loss. That's going to be the two-minute warning right now, and unfortunately the clock has to stop right now.
Dang.
It has to stop.
That's unfortunate.
Minute 53 to go in the fourth quarter, and the Showgirls have this game well in hand. And they're actually going to probably go in for another score right here. Ball is going to be second and about 11 on their own 15-yard line.
That's what they say, you know, in the NFL when you're blowing another team out. You know, they say it's not classy to just smash it. I think it is. I think that's smash-mouth football.
Yeah.
If I was a coach, I would do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think just keep scoring as much as you can? Just run up the score?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If they can't stop you, why, you know, why
exactly.
Stop yourself? Is that your motto?
Exactly. Exactly. Just play the game as if it's always tied.
As I was saying, if they wanted you to stop scoring, they should be able to stop it themselves, right?
Exactly.
I mean, that would be the thought. And the clock is now running, though, after the two-minute warning.
Yeah, second down and, what is that, 12?
About 11. Oh, a sack.
Nice.
Number 11 is sacked. I don't know why she was dropped back to pass there, but Coach Lee has wants to get his second team to play in action, you know? Wants to get him some real
number,
game, real live action.
Number 11 for the Showgirl sack by number 11 of the Assassins.
Tank.
Showing lives on defense with a minute left in the fourth quarter.
We said Tank's name a few times tonight, man. She's been all over the field, but the Assassins haven't had much to celebrate in this game. Just that one interception in the very first possession of the game. That was the first pass of the game, wasn't it? And they have been shut out since that first play of the game. Yep, 1 minute. 1 minute left here.
I need some mittens.
Yeah, my hands are chilly. My nose, too. Showgirls come up to the line. There shouldn't be many plays left. About third and 20 here.
Either way, I respect Coach Lee for doing this right now. He's playing the game as if it's still, you know, nothing in the first quarter. He's playing hard.
Well, you want to get your second team some real game time experience. You're not just going to let them in there and kneel on the ball. You want to get them some actual real plays so they have some practice for next week, you know? About 20 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. The game is well in hand. Showgirls are going to go to 1-0 on the season, and the Arizona Assassins are going to drop to 0-1. In the WFA. That will be the last play. Teams are going to shake hands. We thank you for tuning into this broadcast on the Independent Sports Network on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Mike Slater.
My name is Mike DeMore.
Once again, we will be here, same bad time, same bad station, next week, Cheyenne High School, Georgie Perry Memorial Stadium.
Ocho. It's the Ocho.
That's right, the Ocho. That's April 21st, next Saturday. The Showgirls will be taking on the Los Angeles Amazons. That is a division game. Should be a tough fought battle, and we'll be here letting you know all about it for you. Any last words about today's game, Mike? Total domination by the Showgirls.
Absolutely. And
way to go, Cotton.
F&A, let's get home. It's cold.
Cotton needs a new pair of shorts.
Pepper.
Pepper needs a new pair of shorts.
This is Mike Damore signing off.
Once again, just mute yourselves. Just get out of here. Get out of the booth. Once again, Las Vegas Showgirls 32, your Arizona Amazons. Why do I keep saying that? Arizona Assassins 7.
You should probably just turn the phone off.
I am going to. Thank you for listening to the Independent Sports Network on Blog Talk Radio. You guys have a great night. Thank you, BJ. We love you.
Hey, Dre.